Hello everyone and welcome to a new video about Xamarin Forms. In this video I want to talk about an open source project that I created and that I hope it can be useful for those who are beginning, who are starting with Xamarin Forms right now. This open source project is called Xamarin Forms Starter Kit and you can find it on github.alessandrodelsole/xamarinformsstarterkit. So what are the key topics in this starter kit? First of all, it shows how you can retrieve data from the internet in an asynchronous way, so using the async await programming pattern. Then it shows how to store data in a local SQLite database. It shows how to data bind information to the user interface. It shows some basic navigation between pages. It shows how to use the connectivity plugin from JS Montemagno to check if an internet connection is available. It shows how to display modal messages. And it shows how to implement a navigation bar with buttons. Of course, this starter kit can be improved in a number of ways, and I invite you to contribute to this project by cloning or submitting your pull requests. So, first of all, let's see the sample application in action. So the sample application actually just displays a number of news from the Channel 9 website from Microsoft. So you can scroll the list, you can select one of the items, and you can view the original web page. And then you can go back to the previous page, so with navigation. Once you download data for the first time, this data is stored inside the SQLite database. So you can refresh, and data is reloaded from the Channel 9 website. Okay, so though this seems very simple, there is a number of concepts that you can learn using this starter kit. The first thing is, let me show how you can access the internet and query some data with the asynchronous programming pattern. Here we are using the HTTP client class with a getAsync method to retrieve the content of the feed. And then we perform a link query. So nothing very complex. Then we have the SQLite database interaction with the SQLite Net library. This is a cross-platform version of the library. You first need an interface in the portable project library where you define a method that returns the connection string, and then for each platform-specific project you have the actual implementation, because every operating system manages the file system in a different way. So every project has its own implementation of the dbconnection method that returns a specific connection string. The data model is using attributes from SQLite. For example, this attribute called table marks the item class to be generated into a table called feed items. And then you have, for example, the primary key and auto increment attributes for the ID property. And then you have just a number of properties, each mapping a specific element in the news feed. We have some data binding. So we have a data bound list view, which receives data at runtime. And it's interesting how we handle the item tapped event when the user taps on a new. When the user taps one of the items in the list, and each label control is data bound to a property in the data model. We have platform specific implementation of the thickness, for example, because on iOS you need a higher margin for buttons. Then we have a very simple navigation bar with a button that I called refresh, and that explains how to add navigation buttons. Or let me see some other key concepts. In the XAML page, we also have an activity indicator control to show that the app is busy. Other interesting topics is how you can display a modal message, or how you can handle the tap gesture on the list view control, and how you can navigate to a different page using push async on the navigation property. Here we show how to use the web view control to display HTML contents such as a web page, and here you can see how to receive the link. So generally speaking, you can learn how to pass data between pages, and another piece of navigation, pop async, which removes this page from the navigation stack. And finally, you learn how to interact with the SQLite database by using the dependency service class, which allows with the dependency injection to invoke platform specific code without knowing what operating system the app is running on. Its get method requires the interface that exposes the method or the member you want to call. Then you learn how to create a table, how to query a table, how to delete and recreate a table. Finally, you can see how to detect if a network connection is currently available, and you can subscribe an event called Connectivity Changed from the Cross Connectivity class, which is exposed by the Xamarin Connectivity plugin. Okay, so this is a very quick explanation of what the Starter Kit does, but I hope you have a better idea of the concept you can learn with this open source project, and I do hope you get the feeling you can contribute to the project to make it better. Thank you very much for watching.